Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. So did you realize that it's still Easter? Everyone knows that, right? And the Christian calendar, Easter runs from Easter Sunday through Pentecost Sunday, which this year is celebrated on May 19th. And so that makes today the third Sunday of Easter. And still being Easter, it seemed like an appropriate time to reflect on what we mean when we proclaim that Christ is risen. So you may have noticed all of the themes that I listed in our newsletter that I'd be speaking about this week. I'm not doing any of that. Instead, I'll get back to those in a month or two. But instead, we had a really interesting conversation a couple weeks ago after church dinner that got me thinking about who is the risen Christ to us. And so that's what I want to spend this Easter season reflecting on. Who is the risen Christ? The Jesus of Nazareth, the human, of course, was murdered by the state because of his ministry of love and compassion. He was killed because he wanted justice for the oppressed people of this world. And so what does it mean then to say that Jesus the Christ was raised from the grave? Perhaps one way to think about it is that what could not be killed on that Friday on a cross so long ago was Jesus the divine being, the Christ. A human body can be destroyed, but the Jesus that was God's child, created from pure unconditional love, cannot be killed. The Christ is eternal. God's love goes on without end and without fail. Ultimately, and I think I've said this before, the claim, at least for me, that Christ has risen is not so much a claim of rational logic, a function of the mind. Christ is risen is a claim of the heart. We can proclaim Christ is risen because we can still experience in some way, maybe even a mystical way, however you want to describe it, but we can still experience and be in relationship with Jesus the Christ. And so, as I said, that's really what I want to reflect on this Easter season. Who is the Christ that is still with us? The resurrected Christ, the eternal Christ. How do we experience Jesus today? Last week, we reflected on one of the ways that Jesus the Christ appears in our lives even now. And we find this Jesus in those who give of their time to help and to care for others, who lovingly share of themselves. We find this Jesus in acts of compassion and justice. Teresa of Avila, a 16th century nun and mystic, wrote, "Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours." Christ, Jesus the Christ, lives as the light of God's love that shines in and through us, in our words and in our actions. The eternal Christ is the light of divine love, hope, peace, and justice. The Gospel of John says that the eternal Christ, who John also calls the creative Word of God, but John says the eternal Christ is the light in our darkness. A light that darkness has not overtaken. A light that could not and cannot be snuffed out. It is by living in this light, living in the love for God, love for creation and for each other, that we know Christ. And in our love, we witness to that light. We're not the light, but the light shines through us into the world. We're kind of windows for God's light. We become the hands and feet and eyes and body of the eternal Christ. And I've always loved this metaphor of light. Light reveals obstacles like a flashlight guiding our steps in the darkness. And light warns of danger like a lighthouse. Light helps us to understand like a reading lamp, making things more clear. We even have that saying, to shed light on the subject. And Jesus came into the world to be our light, to be our guide and the font of our understanding. And Jesus, the Christ, is still the light of love that continues to reveal truth to us. And I'll mention a few of the truths that I find revealed in the still living Christ. First, we might note that when the disciples experience this risen Christ, they experience him as carrying the wounds of the crucifixion. And to me, that reveals the God who suffers with us, who knows our struggles and tragedies and walks with us even through the worst of it, suffering as we do because God loves us. This is the Christ who is radical love, a love that disrupts our comfort with the status quo, a love that embraces those whom society would reject, who reveals to us how to love the world with total commitment, even unto death, and even beyond death. Jesus, who is the incarnation of God's unconditional love, reveals to us in the risen Christ the ongoing power and presence of that love, reveals to us the God who continues to be a living force of love in all the world, all of the time, reveals to us that we too, each of us, are incarnations of God's love. And the Gospel of John says that this divine light is timeless, like a lighthouse that remains shining in the midst of ever-changing storms. The light of God's love is one thing that remains ever faithful in a world that often seems unstable and chaotic. The risen Christ will always illuminate the path to wholeness in God, that path of love and hope, peace and justice. Now, the prophet Isaiah speaks of a servant of God, a light to the nations. And this servant is filled with God's Spirit, sent to bring justice, not to just some people, but to the entire world. And yet this servant is also gentle and calm, steady and strong, full of courage. This servant is one who will not give up. And of course, we understand Jesus to be that light to the nations. And the words in Isaiah are the same ones that we are told God speaks at Jesus' baptism. This is my chosen one in whom I delight. The thing is, I believe that when we are baptized, it is an affirmation that God says the same thing about us. We too are God's children, each of us created or chosen, if you like, to be a unique light, a unique expression of love to the world, a light in whom God delights, whom God loves and cares for. We are created to be the vessels through which the light of God's love shines, the hands and feet, the eyes and body of the eternal Christ. We were born into this world to walk in love and compassion for those in need, to be a light to the nations, to do new things, to be a catalyst for change, to do what is right, to bring understanding of our connectedness and our need for each other, to liberate the captive, whether it be those imprisoned by an unjust judicial system or those imprisoned by their own personal demons. And when we proclaim that Christ is risen, an eternal light for the world, we also proclaim that that light lives on within us, that we desire to let God's light and love shine through us into the world. And I will end today's reflection with the same wish that ended last week's. May someone see God's love in us this day. Amen.